A golf cart-sized vehicle named Spirit landed on Mars on January 4, 2004, while its twin, Opportunity, touched down 3 weeks later on the opposite side of the planet. Designed to operate for only 90 Martian days, both rovers functioned much longer, providing mission scientists with huge amounts of information, says geologist John Grant.
What we essentially get is a field geologist on Mars, something that can move around on the surface, interrogate the rocks, tell us something about the geologic setting, the environments that were there in the past, but more specifically, what the role of water was in shaping those environments.
NASA lost communication with Spirit in March 2010, but Opportunity remains active, sending scientific data after traveling more than 38 kilometers around the Martian surface. The most significant discovery was evidence that Mars once had water, says Steve Squires, the mission's principal investigator.
I did not expect that the evidence for liquid water at and below the surface of Mars was going to be that compelling, that much in our face, you know, when we first landed.
David Lavery of NASA's Mars Exploration Program says technologies developed for the Mars rovers are now making their way into everyday life here on Earth.
I think we've all heard at this point about the Google autonomous cars that are now traversing the highways. The technology that is used on board there, in fact, some of the people who developed that technology have common roots back in the technologies that were actually flown on the Mars rovers.
In August 2012, NASA landed the rover Curiosity on Mars, the size of a small car. It is powered not by batteries, but a small nuclear reactor, which should allow it to operate for years. Curiosity will be joined by another rover in 2020 as the U.S. Space Agency looks ahead to an eventual visit by humans. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.